How about starting the May long weekend at the Marquee Ballroom for not one, but two shows with Winter Sleep? And we're pumped to have the drummer of Winter Sleep on the show right now, Lowell Campbell from Winter Sleep, joining us live through the drive-thru at Tim Hortons, right, Lowell?
I just got my dark roast.
Nice.
Yeah. You're
ready to
talk shop. You know? I'm gonna be all jacked up here.
Lowell, in fact, if you were at Alert the Medic on Saturday, Lowell, you were drumming with a bunch of your other bandmates. John Samuel opened up, so some fans may have already got a sample of what's to come coming up this weekend.
Well, yeah, that was great. You know, Alert the Medic are old friends of mine. We grew up, went to elementary and high school together, and they were celebrating their 20th anniversary of their first record, and we're all buddies. Ryan actually plays in another band called Contrived with me and John and Tim, so you know, it's just a big big group hug, you know.
Just a giant old gang getting all together, you know. For you, you just said 20 years for Winter, or for Alert the Medic. It's 25 years for Winter Sleep in 2026. Hard to believe, eh?
It's got to be. I think it's probably like 25 since we started, actually, but I think 20 since the first record. That's just, I can't believe that, you know. It's just wild. We're going to do it upright with, but we're celebrating our new record. I didn't even realize it's the May long weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Get those tickets for Friday night. I think there's still some left. Saturday's sold out. But, we're supporting the new album, Wishing Moon. It came out on March 27th. So we got something new to celebrate, as well as, you know, just the whole gamut of being a band for 25 years.
With your new album, Wishing Moon, you just wrapped up the European tour part. So what was it like being over in Europe touring this new album?
Winter Sleep hadn't been over there since 2019, so that's quite a gap to not have been over there. So we were just so pleased. You know, we had packed shows in London and Glasgow and Berlin, Hamburg, Amsterdam, Zurich. It was probably the best tour that we've had over there. So I guess the space and distance made the fans' hearts grow fonder, I suppose. It was beautiful, we've just kind of really got our show dialed in, and we just cook through tons of songs in 90 minutes. We're usually playing like 21, 22 songs a night, so it's a grind out there. But it's so rewarding to see all the happy faces in the, you know, and talk to the people with the accents afterwards, and it fills your heart, right?
Now, on the flip side, do they say I love your accent with the Canadian accent over in Europe?
Well, that's funny, because there was somebody that I was hanging out at the Hamburg show, and it was somebody that came to see us for the first time. I hadn't even heard any music, and they were commenting on Paul's voice, that he has such a cute voice. And I was like, I guess he does. I never really thought about that, but obviously, yeah, he's got a wonderful voice. And it's kind of funny to get that different perspective from somebody that speaks a different language.
Lowell Campbell, drummer of Winter Sleep, is on Surge 105 ahead of their shows at the Marquee Ballroom to kick off the May long weekend on the Friday and Saturday. Some tickets still available for Friday. Surge105.ca for more. You were just at the Marquee with John Samuel, your bandmate, opening up for Alert the Medic last weekend. Talk about that venue. What an iconic venue here in our city. And what does it mean to be back playing not one but two shows there?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, it's kind of like our home away from home. Like, you know, we've been doing these shows in May for the past 3 or 4 years since we've been playing again. And it just kind of feels like this residency almost. There's nothing like a hometown show. There's nothing about the familiarity of every, you know, just the faces in the crowd and their interaction with our music. So there's nothing like it when the Marquee's popping off, when we're playing some of our, you know, sing-along kind of songs. It's just like, you know, it's kind of, you know, you're on cloud nine. And we're lucky boys to be able to keep doing it. I was in the Marquee when I was 15 the first time. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but that's how I met Paul and Tim from the band. I was seeing a band called Burnt Black that our friend mutual from Brian Borchard's in, and they snuck me in, and shortly thereafter we formed Wintersleep. So I guess Marquee has a bit of a thank you for helping us find each other.
Is there a statute of limitations on that for what you just said?
I think so, yeah.
I'd say so. Enough time has passed. So what can fans expect with both shows? Do you mix the set list up a little bit if those are double dipping, or we play a lot from the new album, or what are they going to expect this weekend or coming up May long weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we've already have some staples from the new record. Some of the songs that have been released, like that were released in the fall and have kind of been, situated in our catalog already. And then we have a few others that we just, you know, just really are loving playing live that just kind of have this energy to them. So we kind of have like, you know, little things that we can swap in and out. So we'll definitely have two very unique nights at the Marquee.
No rest for the wicked, though. You're going to be in St. John, New Brunswick, Moncton, Fredericton, Windsor, and then you pretty much head west after this. So what else can we expect from Wintersleep? You got a new album out and everything. Do you take some time off after your shows and everything?
We have a few festivals over the summer, and when you're doing this dense touring, it's you kind of get pulled out of, pulled away from some of your other responsibilities. So, yeah, I mean, we'll just come home and try to catch up with life and, carry on as we always do. We always kind of find our footing and kind of, you know, get talking. And, yeah, before too long, there's another batch of songs, right? So,
where can fans find the new album?
On our website, wintersleep.com, that would have links to our record label, Dine Alone Records, based out of Toronto, so you can order it up online. I know there's been a bit of some of the stores in Halifax haven't gotten their copies yet, so there's been a bit of a disruption in the flow of the distribution because I think the label has sold out of the copies, so they're desperately trying to repress it. So, but we will have copies at the show. We're getting extras, so anybody that was looking to grab a vinyl, we'll have them there for you.
Surge105.ca for those shows. May long weekend with Wintersleep. I don't think there's a better way you can have it, really. Get more again on our website for the Friday show, and it's going to be packed to the Marquee. Lowell, thanks for your time, and enjoy that dark roast coffee, my friend.
I will, Dylan. Thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate your support so much and look forward to seeing everybody at the Marquee on the 15th and 16th.